Have you ever driven home from work and realized you don't remember a single turn? Or scrolled through your phone for an hour while your partner tried to tell you something important? These aren't just moments of distraction. They're glimpses of what happens when we live in a trance. Most of us spend far more time disconnected from our actual lives than we'd like to admit, caught in repetitive thought loops, numbing behaviors, and a nagging sense that something essential is missing. This disconnection manifests in countless ways. The parent who snaps at their child while stressed about work, the professional who achieves success but feels hollow inside, the person who eats an entire meal without tasting a single bite. We're physically present but emotionally absent, going through motions while our minds race elsewhere. Picture yourself preparing an important presentation while your aging parent sits in the next room hoping to spend time with you. Your shoulders are tight, you're breathing shallow, your mind spinning with anxious thoughts about everything you haven't done yet. You know you should pause, but you can't seem to break free from the urgency driving you forward. This is trance in action, a state where we're so identified with our thoughts and emotions that we lose access to choice. The trance operates through specific patterns we can learn to recognize. Maybe yours shows up as constantly comparing yourself to others on social media, or finding fault with everyone around you, or eating mindlessly while standing at the refrigerator. These flags of trance signal that we've slipped below the line of conscious awareness into automatic reactivity. When we're in trance, a colleague's brief email feels like rejection, a minor mistake becomes evidence of fundamental inadequacy, and normal life challenges seem overwhelming. The antidote isn't another productivity hack or wellness trend. It's a practice called RAIN, a four-step process that helps us wake up to what's actually happening inside us. Through recognition, allowing, investigation, and nurturing, we learn to meet our most difficult emotions with the kind of compassion we'd offer a frightened child. What makes this approach revolutionary is its simplicity and accessibility. You don't need special equipment, a meditation cushion, or hours of free time. You just need willingness to turn toward your experience rather than away from it. Living above the line, in presence, feels entirely different. It's characterized by an openness that can hold all our experiences without being consumed by them. Think of presence as an open sky that can accommodate any weather system, while trance is like being trapped inside a single thundercloud, convinced the storm is all that exists. When difficult emotions arise, we instinctively resist, blaming, tensing, closing off. RAIN's first two steps offer another path. Recognition means naming what's present. I'm feeling anxious, my chest is tight. This creates distance. We're no longer the anxiety, but the awareness noticing it. Allowing means letting experience exist without fixing it, because resistance creates more suffering. Roger, an executive whose explosive anger threatened his career, learned to pause and name his experience: heat, pressure, exploding sensations. After months of practice, he could pause 25% of the time when triggered. That quarter changed everything. When a project manager missed a deadline, Roger's pause revealed the person behind the failure. His wife had cancer, transforming a potential explosion into genuine connection. The transformation happens when we notice our trance indicators and choose to pause, creating space where we can see rather than react. The final RAIN steps, investigate and nurture, take us deeper into our inner landscape. Investigation isn't intellectual analysis. It's curious exploration of direct experience. What does this emotion feel like in your body? Where do you sense it most strongly? When Sophia, a college student devastated by a breakup, investigated her anxiety with curiosity, she discovered a little girl crouched inside the darkness, terrified of losing love. Through nurturing, Sophia connected with her future self and offered comfort to her younger self. The shift was palpable, from contracted fear to spacious tenderness. Neuroscience confirms that neurons that fire together wire together. When we repeatedly respond to stress with worry and self-judgment, we strengthen those pathways. When we practice meeting difficulty with mindfulness and compassion, we build entirely new networks. Each pause creates space for wisdom and kindness to emerge, gradually rewiring how we respond to challenges and who we experience ourselves to be. Shame operates differently than other emotions. While fear warns of danger and anger signals violated boundaries, shame attacks our sense of belonging, whispering that we're fundamentally flawed and unworthy of connection. This toxic shame becomes an identity, sending us into exile from ourselves and others. The medicine for shame is radical compassion, loving presence that helps us trust our essential goodness even after mistakes. But when shame is active, self-compassion often feels inaccessible through fierce resistance. I don't deserve compassion. I'm unlovable. This is where resource anchors become essential, meaningful experiences, images, or presences that connect us to needed inner resources. Perhaps remembering your grandmother's unconditional acceptance, visualizing a beloved mentor, or sensing a spiritual presence larger than yourself. One woman, overwhelmed by guilt during a silent retreat, whispered, "Please love me," repeatedly. In response, she became aware of an intimate presence surrounding her with tenderness. With practice, calling on this presence became easier, creating a reliable pathway to nurturing when self-compassion felt blocked. Fear and desire trap us when we resist feeling them fully. Pulling away from fear disconnects us from aliveness, creativity, and love, manifesting as chronic anxiety, depression, addiction, or a sense we're not fully inhabiting our lives. When basic needs go unmet, we fixate on substitutes, pursuing power instead of safety, seeking approval instead of love, chasing achievement instead of resting in enough. The path forward isn't eliminating these experiences, but learning to hold them in vast tenderness. When Brianna, a marketing executive, felt overwhelming anxiety before CEO meetings, she used RAIN to investigate the physical sensations: dry mouth, tight chest, pounding heart. Her nurturing response? "It's okay. This belongs." After 3 months, her anxiety hadn't disappeared, but it no longer controlled her. Fear became like weather, something passing through rather than defining her. This reveals a profound truth. We are not our emotions. We're the spacious awareness that can hold all emotions without being consumed. When we discover this larger heart space, we stop living in a limbic trance and start experiencing life directly. Fulfillment isn't waiting in the next achievement. It's available when we're fully present to what is. We can't heal what we don't acknowledge, and we can't forgive what we won't feel. Chronic blame creates armor around our heart, keeping us blame ready to happen, easily triggered and assuming the worst. Stefan carried decades of resentment toward his father, who had belittled his artistic nature. Even during his father's health crisis, Stefan remained unmoved. "He doesn't deserve my forgiveness." Forgiveness doesn't mean denying pain. It means making the U-turn from outward blame to inner vulnerability. During a retreat, Stefan's fury transformed as he investigated deeper feelings. "I will never have a father who sees me, who likes me, who wants me as his son." That acknowledgement softened him. When he finally saw his father's pride and powerlessness, blame shifted to care. Their relationship transformed, culminating in his father's confession. "I know I wasn't the right dad for you, but I don't think you know how much I've always loved you." When we see past our own coverings and those of others, we discover the goodness we've been seeking has been here all along. In a world pulling us into trance through endless notifications and productivity pressures, waking up becomes revolutionary. The four remembrances offer a path back. Pause and become aware, say yes to your experience, turn toward love, and rest in open awareness. Your deepest regrets won't be about missed achievements. They'll be about moments when you couldn't respond with kindness because you were caught in reactivity. but it's never too late. Right now, you can pause, recognize what you're feeling, allow your experience, investigate with curiosity, and nurture with compassion. This is how we come home. Not someday when conditions are perfect, but right here in our beautifully imperfect lives. When we discover this larger heart space, we stop living in limbic trance and start experiencing life directly, finding that fulfillment isn't waiting in the next achievement, but is available in this very moment. When we discover this larger heart space, we stop living in limbic trance and start experiencing life directly, finding that fulfillment isn't waiting in the next achievement, but is available in this very moment.